This is gross.
Oh, this is gross.
Oh, that's so gross.
Oh my God, that's gross.
Like, this is totally gross.
No, no. This is Jordan Gross.
Oh, Jordan Gross.
Oh, bless his heart. Jordan's not gross.
This is gross.
All right, everybody, this is Gross, and this is my 31st episode. I cannot believe it. If you can, if you've heard them all, you're a super This is Gross fan, and I love you and thank you. So this time, I wanted to give it back to the fans and say, hey, ask on Twitter, I said, ask me some questions, and I'll answer as many as I can. And the thing went a little long, but it was so fun. It was not difficult at all for me to ramble on and answer these questions, and it gave me a chance to get back in touch with some people that listen to the show and are just Panther fans in general. So thank you to everybody that tuned in or chimed in, offered up some questions, and I'll do another one maybe in 30 more episodes. We'll do another one of these. But the questions are great, and it was making me laugh, and you guys are awesome. So here we go. This is recorded in my office at my house with a whole stack of Christmas cards that need to be sent out. But first things first is this is gross. Peace. All right. Well, the first person to respond was AU Beards at AU Beards for Auburn. And they said, at J to the Gross, do you think Cam Newton would be a better QB if he grew a beard? We got a lot of beard questions. And I think it's because there was an article that said I'm growing a beard, which is a feeble, is that a word? Poor attempt at a beard. But would Cam be better if he grew a beard? Cam can't grow a beard, like physically impossible. He's like a baby face, smooth skin kind of guy. I think I've seen in the huddle like a tiny bit of stubble on his mustache area one time, but he's perfectly groomed. So the answer would be actually it's impossible because he cannot grow a beard. Okay, Brian Williams Jr. at Big Sheev asks, at J to the Gross, who's the slowest player on the team? Well, that's funny because we always just say who's the fastest, and everyone talks about that. There's never like a contest about who's the slowest, but it would definitely have to be an offensive lineman because we're generally the slowest group. So the slowest O-lineman, there's lots of guys that can't even run right now because they have injuries and they're banned from running or they have torn ligaments or things like that. But if I had to go a healthy guy, I would say Chris Scott. He's probably the slowest player on the whole team. Sorry, Chris. Kyle Nichols wants to know, at Kyle Nichols 7 says, hey, at J to the Gross, what was the most fun game you've ever played in with the Panthers and why? I would say the most fun game I ever played in was in 2011 when it was pouring rain at home against the Jaguars. It rained like 6 inches or something crazy that game, and the whole field was like literally underwater, and you couldn't stop, you couldn't get traction. I actually got like bull rushed in the quarterback numerous times because I had no traction, and that wasn't particularly fun, but the game experience was awesome. Fans were like dumping water out of the first row, and we ended up winning the game. It was a big game for us. So 2011 Jaguars game, definitely the most fun I've had. This one comes from Michael Burns at Cure Recruiting. Oh, at CU Recruiting. Check that. He says, oh, God, that's embarrassing. At J to the Gross, what's the wildest college recruiting story you've ever heard from a teammate? Well, this guy will remain nameless, and his college will remain nameless, but he was actually, and this was legal at the time, he was actually picked up in his hometown at a private airport on a private airplane just for him, where his favorite meal was ready for him on the plane. And when he got to the school, he was picked up in a Hummer, a stretch Hummer, with his host, and the cheerleading squad was there to like do a performance when he got there. And then he was taken into the university. So that is a far cry from my experience at Utah, where I wasn't even on the team my first year. I did what they call a gray shirt. So I got to Utah, well, didn't even play football, worked and went to school part-time so my eligibility wouldn't start. I was actually a bellman at a hotel where I drove shuttles and delivered bags. And then in the following spring ball, I started on my scholarship, so it gave me another year to get bigger faster and stronger. So I did not have a private plane. John Polites at Polites J wants to know, hey, why was Cam Newton at the airport at 6 a.m. on a Monday after a win? I have no idea. You'll have to ask Cam. At Jonathan Cook at jcook413 asks, hey, who would win in a fight, D'Angelo or Greg Hardy? For sure, Greg Hardy. He's just flat out crazy. We established that in our last episode with him. Plus, he's way bigger. Not that D'Angelo's not a good fighter and sweet, but he also has long hair, and that would become a disadvantage if it was street rules. Now, if it was like boxing, it wouldn't matter, but I'd go with Greg Hardy over D'Angelo any fight, any day. Sorry, D'Angelo. Funny enough, then the next question is, Kyle Nichols wants to know, who would win in a fight, the Kraken or Steve Smith? Now, this would be the fight, because both of these guys have a little bit of the crazy switch, and they both have a pretty good know-how of how to throw them fists. So I'm going to say it's a draw, because both of those guys are, those are probably the two guys I would take with me if we were going to go like down a dark alley, as the old adage goes. I would take both of those two, so I'm not picking either one. Joe Reimheimer at MC Heimer, I'm doing better with these ever since the recruiting one, wants to know who would win in a belly flop contest, and he said his money was on Javelle Wharton, which I am assuming is rude, but I would say that I might win a belly flop contest because I'm the most comfortable in a swimming pool. It would probably either be me or Jeff Hangartner, Piggy, who's actually quite adept at swimming as well, and not because of our massive belly size, but because of our swimming pool know-how and our experience off of a low dive and a high dive. But I actually have done a belly flop just this week at my kids' swimming lessons. I meant to jump in and do a big splash Monday night, and instead I just belly flopped, and I'd act like I did it, and my son was calling me out, say, did you just belly flop? And I said, yes. He said, why? And I said, I meant to. All right, this one might be the best question from at Dally Beast Mode. He says, on a scale from Ron Rivera to Derek Anderson, how handsome is Javelle Wharton? The scale from Ron Rivera to Derek Anderson is what? Who's high and who's low here? I'm thinking, I would say that those two are like very similar looking people. I would say, okay, so they're both fine looking fellas. I would say the high, okay, if we had to do like a team high end, the high end would be like Cam and Luke. Those would be like the two high end. And the low, I'm not going to say who the low is, but I would say that Javelle Wharton is actually a pretty nice looking young man, and he dresses pretty well. And so, on a scale of Ron Rivera to Derek Anderson, he's right in there with them all. It's a tie, a three-way tie. All right, so TRRL underscore racing wants to know, do I enjoy how D-Flow, Drayton Florence, breaks the team down in the locker room? It is awesome. I think one of the things about this year's team that is so good is we have a lot of characters and personalities and guys that like play hard and do well, but also bring a little something special to the locker room. And so he brought this, let me get two claps and a Ric Flair. And as everybody knows, Ric Flair does the woo. So he says, let me get two claps and a Ric Flair. We go, woo. And it's like the silliest thing, but it's become like our team anthem. And we do it at the end of practice. And after every win, we do it. And it's like 100% participation. Everybody loves it. But he tried to change it to, let me get two claps and a Nature Boy. And it messed up the rhythm because it'd be like, let me get two claps and a Nature Boy. And everybody look around. So we had to ban him from saying the Nature Boy. All right, John Gunst Barnett wants to know, at J to the Gross, what's your most memorable moment as a Carolina Panther? I would have to say, obviously, being drafted and then playing in the Super Bowl, because those were the two huge moments for me. And we were so close in 03, and that's what's making me enjoy this season that much more, is that we're on a path that I think has a very positive ending. So hopefully my most memorable moment is yet to come, but as of now, it's the Super Bowl in 03. Mike Taylor wants to know, he is at Advanced Bonded. Jada the Gross, if you could give one attribute to Cam from Jake, I assume he's meaning Jake DeLome or Jake the Snake Roberts. I'm not sure which one. What would it be? You know what? Those Cam and Jake are two completely different guys. But the thing I loved about Jake is that he would get so mad at the other team and would like start yelling and screaming at the D-line if they were, you know, mouthing off to us too much. And it was like the funniest slash most inspirational thing. And Cam, I think, does a great job of keeping like it all together. But I would love to see Cam just unleash a tirade on the defense at some point in his career. Because with Jake, that would like just get us all going. And it was also quite funny. Z-Lock 12. Jada the Gross, do you still wear a t-shirt of your high school team? Yeah, of course I do. The University of Fruitland, Idaho, Fruitland High School, my alma mater, just played in their eighth straight high school championship in football, and we've won like 11 district championships in a row in basketball. None of this ever happened when I was there. I never played in any state championship games or won any titles, but I did. My wife and I did give some money for a weight room, and so I'm going to take all the credit for all athletic everything because they have a new dips machine and some dumbbells that work. But I got some sweet t-shirts from their championship runs. Rock them all the time. Fruitland Grizzlies. Go Grizz. Woo! Zach Smith, Z Smith, 8989. He must be a big Steve Smith fan as well. Wants to know, hey, Jay the Gross, we all love Jake DeLome. What's the funniest Jake story you have on or off the field? I think the funniest is when we were playing in Atlanta one year and he got tackled by his pants and his, like, the butt cheek part of his pants ripped off and you could see his cheek for the rest of the series. And he had to go change his pants on the sideline, but he finished the series and he had a cheek hanging out. That was pretty hilarious because he was too committed to the game to come out. However, you could see his backside. At Jay to the Gross, this is from Stumptastic87, Eric Standish. He says, who do you think's the most underrated player on the roster? Easy, Greg Olsen. And I know his head's going to swell up, and he's already a know-it-all, as we've established on this show. But that guy works hard. He blocks. He catches. He runs routes. He plays fullback, tight end, receiver, tackle in unbalanced formation. He does everything you ask him to do. He never comes off the field. He's tough as nails. He's got babies in the hospital and doesn't do anything but raise more money for other kids. And he's a heck of a guy. Don't tell him I said this because it'll just make his ego will grow. But he is definitely the most underrated player, not only on our roster, I might say one of the most underrated guys in the whole NFL. You heard it here first, folks. And then I'll deal with the second question off of Stumptastic. He said, and I'm not going to do too many two questions from one people, but which player has the most luxurious back hair? I thought I said black hair. Luxurious back hair. That's Jeff Byers. He's on IR now. He's a backup guard center. Heck of a guy, good player. But his back hair, he's wearing a sweater year-round. And it's thick and nice. And he's just a hairy guy. He's got a thick mustache only, which I respect like crazy, especially since it's not Movember. At Philbrick_Mark, Mark Philbrick says, hey, at Jay to the Gross, if you could play any position that's not the O-line, what would it be and why? I think receiver is awesome because here's why. You know, you don't like get hit that hard usually. You get to run, you're in like, like, O-linemen always talk about having their post-football body. So, like, when I'm done playing football, I'm going to lose 50 pounds. I'm going to lose 60 pounds. Blah, blah, blah. I'm going to get sweet. I want to have a six-pack. Well, receivers are already, like, in the best shape of their lives. They're, like, their BMI is perfect, and their body fat's, like, 3%. So they already are in, like, that body they want to have when they're done playing. Plus, they get to score touchdowns. Plus, they're, like, the fastest ones out there. Plus, now they're protected almost every time they catch the ball. So if I wasn't big and fairly slow and not that quick, I would definitely be a wide receiver. Carolina Trash Talker at Car Trash Talker wants to know, in your opinion, which team do you dislike the most and why? That's a trick question. I'm not doing that one. You're trying to get me to say something bad about another team, and then they will put it on their bulletin board, and I'm not going to do it. So, sorry. Evan Pillow at Call Me Sheriff, which is a sweet handle, wants to know, hey, at Jay to the Gross, if you could have a song play each time you enter a room, what would it be? I think it would be Feliz Navidad. Just because, how funny would it be if you're in like March and you go into church and Feliz Navidad starts? It just would be random. And I'm fairly random. So, Evan Pillow, let's go with Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. All right. Jay Richmond at Double G. 0825 asked, first of all, he asked, can you hear us yelling gross from section 321? I can't, but I wish I could because I need that in my life a little bit more. So thank you, 321. But also he wants to know, I spend a lot of time in the locker room with these guys. Who has the funniest tattoo? I wouldn't say anyone has like a funny tattoo. Captain Munderlin has one of him in high school on his back, and he was number one, and he's running with the ball. And we say it's Cam Newton, so that's kind of funny because we say he has Cam Newton tattoo. But I'll say like an original tattoo. I was in the hot tub, and Dominic Hickson was in there. And up like above his clavicle, he had the word chip. And I was like, what's that all about? He's like, think about it. It'll come to you. And then I was like, oh, chip. He's got a chip on his shoulder. Got it. So that's, you know, I've never seen that. That's pretty interesting. All right, a lot of people want to know, but the first one to ask was B-Ray82, Brandon Michael Rain. Jay the Gross, you and Steve Smith obviously had a lot to the officials to say about that illegal formation play on Sunday against the Jets. So here's what happened. We were in like an overload or an unbalanced formation. So you take the tackle from one side and put him on the other and then put the tight end in. So it goes tight end, left guard, right tackle, and then left tackle. But I'm not an eligible receiver. It's just an unbalanced formation. You can actually line up the center at the end of the line if you want. But any uneligible receiver has to have an eligible receiver outside of him on the line of scrimmage. Well, the line judge thought that I was an eligible receiver and Steve was on the line, so we were in an illegal formation in his eyes. So we had to go over there and tell him that I never declared myself eligible, so it was a legal formation. And the thing that made him believe it most is Steve said, look, guys, we don't want Jordan catching the ball. We're never going to let him be an eligible receiver. Brandon R. Black wants to know, Jay the Gross, you're one. Who are the other three Panthers in your barbershop quartet? Now, that's an awesome question. I'm obviously in it. Khalil's obviously in it. He's like a crooner. He'd do well. Mike Tolbert is in it because he can sing. And then I'm going to hire a guy that's not on the Panthers anymore, but one guy that could sing and he could do the best Michael McDonald impression ever was Jeremy Bridges, one of our old O-linemen. So if the four of us could do a song, that would be pretty epic. At 95 Keep Pounding, salesman, he goes by, says, when I played guard in college, I ran a blazing 5.240. Nowadays, I run about a 6.240. Could I beat you in a race? I appreciate you asking, and that makes me feel really good about myself that you think a 6.240 could beat me. But if you ran a 5.2, I bet you you could beat me if you ran your old blazing speed, but I could beat you in a 6.2 now. Sorry, salesman. Trip White at Trip 4282 said, hey, man, do any of the players have any say in the music that's played at the games? Actually, funny you should ask, I did a little mix of On to the Next One that's played at some of the kickoffs because the guys wanted that song played. So I made a little mix and sent it to them. And it's actually, I think it might be my version that's played sometimes. So there you go. We can input, but we don't do all of it. This one's funny. At Poet, Chris Staines said, do you guys use a lot of hand sanitizer when meeting fans, or do you rough it? Which is hilarious because the guys tease me because I use hand sanitizer a lot. But I think like if we go eat after we're doing like an autograph signing, then we would probably wash our hands or do hand sanitizer. But I wouldn't say it's like a major issue to any of us. And not it has nothing to do with fans, but just general, a heavy day of handshaking or using multiple pens, I think deserves a hand wash or a sanitize at the end of it. Okay, Kyle Hoagie, 12, wants to know, what's the craziest conversation you've had on the sideline? I think in the preseason, you get some pretty good conversations because we're sitting out for a lot of it. One time, me and another guy, this was years ago, a guy named Jordan Karstens, we got into this whole contest to see if we could find someone that looked just like us in the stand. So we spent like a whole quarter, and I probably will get in trouble by my coaches for saying this, but we spent like a whole quarter perusing the stands trying to find the one person that looked like the other one, and it turned into a pretty fun game. There's like 15 women on here that wanted to know if Luke has a girlfriend or if I could set him up with them, and the answer is I'm sorry, but I cannot set you up with Luke. Every woman I know wants to date Luke, so I think there's just a long list, and I don't really have any insight on how to get in that game. Russell Hunt wants to, at Russell Gusto says, if I get Ryan Khalil a superhero collectible of you, will he put it in his collection? Yes, for sure he will, at Russell Gusto. And I appreciate you even thinking of me that I would fit in with a superhero collectible, especially now establishing that people think they could beat me with a 6240. Adonis at Sign the Prenup, which is his handle. That's yeah, right. He says, hey, man, what's it like being in the locker room with Cam? What is he like? Cam is a good dude, and he is getting better and better by the minute. And he's actually, I could say, a good friend now. And a lot of fun to be around. I mean, when you guys see him out on the field smiling and jumping and having fun, like, he's an infectious personality. And he's great, man. I love it. Our locker's, like, right across from each other. We tease him a lot. He is definitely not excluded from any of the mockery. So, great guy. And Adonis at Sign the Prenup, thanks for making me laugh with the handle. Brandy Peterson at Bro Show 1206 wants to know, do I ever hope Steve Smith will get into trash talking with a DB? I don't hope it. And I used to kind of be like, oh, Steve, don't do it. But now after 13 years as his teammate, including college, it just makes me smile because that guy is just amazing. His competitive nature is great. And so I never feel bad about it. I feel actually bad for the guy he's trash-talking with because I've really never seen anybody beat him in a trash-talking competition. At Jordan D. Jones, Jordan Jones, good name, wants to know, do I have a TV show? No, I do not. So thanks for asking, but I would someday maybe, and it would probably be pretty random. It'd be like a combination of like SportsCenter, Jackass, and the Tom Green Show, and also a little bit of Leave It to Beaver. Nick at Nick S0919 said, if I had a career-ending injury, and then he did knock on wood, so I'm going to do that now as well. He said, what would I be doing? Well, let's hope I don't have a career-ending injury, Nick. Knock on wood some more. But I would have to say I'd maybe do radio or something fun where I just get to talk and be silly. So kind of my same life as now. At Ballin' Like Al, or it could be AI, I'm not sure, Jason wants to know, how much does Tolbert actually weigh? Oh, good question. I don't know. A lot. And he's probably our best athlete on the team because that guy is literally like a bowling ball with some stubby little legs. And you should hear when people get up after the huddle, after they tackle him, it's hilarious. They do not want any piece of him. At the 100 Club wants to know, would you rather play defense in the NFL or soccer in Europe? That's an interesting question. I would say I would rather play defense in the NFL, and I would be a pass rush specialist DN that only comes in on third down. At no KNO comparison wants to know, how do you feel about having a sing-off competition, starting O-line versus starting D-line? That would be 100% O-line domination. First of all, the D-line's too cool to sing, and there's no way they would put in the time to harmonize or have any kind of game plan. It would be all O-line dominance. Just not, it, like you said, no comparison. Justin Wright at Cinnabite with a hilarious picture on his Twitter wants to know, have you ever cried during a movie slash show? If so, what was it? I don't think I've ever fully cried, but this is going to evoke a response from people, but The Notebook gets me pretty close. I probably shouldn't say anything else, but that's a sad movie. It's not sad, but it's emotional. At Fake Kurt Sanders wants to know, who on the offensive line smells the best? I bet Ryan Khalil smells like lilac and honey. Ryan Khalil does not smell like lilac and honey. In fact, I'd say he's pretty odor neutral, neither good nor bad. The guy who smells the best is probably Trevell Wharton. He wears a lot of like cologne and body sprays. When we get in our carpool and pick him up at like 6:10, that's always like our pickup time. Some days it's like he gets in the car, and I'm like, whoa, what is that, brute? At Panther Tweets 89 says, as a veteran, what's some of the things y'all do? They said y'all do to the rookies. We don't really pick on them at all, hardly. I mean, we tease each other, but we make them decorate our O-line room. So it has to be, for Halloween, it's decorated, and then the day after Halloween's over, it turns into Fall Festival, and then the day after after Thanksgiving, it goes into Christmas. So it's very well decorated. We also have a coffee machine that they have to kind of keep stocked with cups and things like that. A Hare 75 says, if you were a Christmas tree, this is Angela Hare, would you be the Charlie Brown kind or the Rockefeller Center kind? 100% Charlie Brown. Our Christmas tree here is decorated exactly like that, and I take a lot of pride in the informality of what we have going on here. Okay, at Jonathan Huck, this one's awesome. Jonathan, T-H-O-N, Huck, said, zombie apocalypse, you and one teammate of your choice, who gives you the best chance of survival? Dun, dun, dun. Richie Barackle. Here's why. For a zombie apocalypse, you need the following things. You need survival skills. You need experience in the woods. You need ability to survive and adapt in harsh climates. You need to be in good shape and strong enough to fight off a zombie. You need familiarity with weaponry, and you need overall toughness. And Richie Brockle fits all of those things. So me and Richie, we could survive a zombie apocalypse. Let's hope it doesn't happen. All right, so the last question, because I think probably if you're still listening, God love you, because it's been a long one. But on a scale, this is from Noly, N-O-L-Y, 8322. On a scale of Luke Kuechly to Mike Tolbert, how well can you dance? Oh, man. I would say I'm right in the middle, because Mike T has got incredible rhythm, and Luke Kuechly has, you guys have all seen what Luke Kuechly has, so I would be in the middle somewhere doing the robot and maybe pop, lock, and dropping. That's it for this one. I'm going to do another one of these. This is my 31st episode, and it was awesome. I loved it, and thank you for all your questions. If I didn't get to all of them, I'm sorry, but your support is outstanding, and I love y'all, and let's win this game against the Saints.
That wasn't so gross.
No, that was pretty gross.
I've heard grosser. Is it grosser or more gross?
That was gross.